Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this wild thing called life. You know that feeling when you scroll through social media and suddenly find yourself comparing your messy bedroom to someone else's perfectly curated vacation photos? Yeah, I feel you. Comparison is like the ultimate sneak attack on our peace of mind, especially in relationships. We start doubting ourselves, feeling envious, and honestly, just a little bit lost. But guess what? Today, we're going to arm ourselves with some serious stoic strategies to combat this comparison trap and build healthier, more resilient relationships. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, stoicism isn't that all about being emotionless robots, hold on. It's not about suppressing your feelings, it's about understanding them, managing them, and ultimately choosing how they shape your actions. Think of it as developing a mental armor that protects you from the negativity of comparison. So, what are these powerful stoic tools in our relationship arsenal? Let's break it down. First, we gotta understand that everyone's on their own unique journey. Think about it, comparing yourself to someone else is like comparing apples and oranges. You have your strengths, your weaknesses, your experiences, and so does everyone else. We're all playing different games with different rules. So instead of focusing on what others have, let's appreciate our own individual paths. Next up, practice gratitude. Seriously, it's a game changer. When you're feeling envious, take a moment to reflect on the good things in your life, your supportive friends, a loving partner, a roof over your head. Even small things like a delicious cup of coffee or a sunny day can shift your perspective. Remember, focusing on what you have, rather than what you lack, is key to cultivating happiness and contentment. Another powerful stoic principle is the idea of controllables versus uncontrollables. We can't control other people's actions, their choices, or their possessions. But we can control our own reactions to them. So, when that wave of envy hits, remember it's your reaction that matters. Choose to focus on your own goals, your own growth, and let go of the things you can't change. Now, let's talk about self-compassion. We are all human, we make mistakes, we have insecurities, we feel envy sometimes. It's okay. The key is to treat yourself with kindness and understanding. Just like you wouldn't criticize a friend for feeling envious, don't be so hard on yourself. Instead, offer yourself encouragement and support. You're doing the best you can, day by day. Finally, remember that true fulfillment comes from within, not from external comparisons. Focus on building genuine connections with people who uplift you, pursuing your passions, and living a life of purpose and meaning. When you're truly engaged in what matters to you, comparison becomes less appealing because you're too busy creating your own beautiful masterpiece. Let me tell you a quick story about this. Remember that time when my friend Sarah was obsessed with getting the latest gadget everyone was talking about? She felt so envious of those who already owned it, even though she had everything else she truly needed and wanted. It wasn't until she shifted her focus to spending quality time with loved ones and pursuing her own creative projects that she realized how much joy came from within, not from having the coolest things. So, remember this. Comparison is a thief of joy, but gratitude, self-compassion, and focusing on your own journey can be powerful antidotes. Today's episode is about equipping you with those tools to build stronger relationships based on authenticity, acceptance, and genuine connection. If you found these stoic strategies helpful, please share this episode with someone who might benefit from them. And remember, keep practicing those mental armor techniques, your future self will thank you for it. Join me again tomorrow for another dose of stoic wisdom, and let's conquer this crazy thing called life together.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.